Ready to ramp up your rebooking rates? Then you're ready for StayFi, the all-in-one solution for Wi-Fi and guest marketing that makes every guest feel at home.
Imagine every guest who connects to your Wi-Fi shares their contact info, not just the one who booked. With StayFi, guests sign into Wi-Fi through a branded login experience, your brand. After login, they'll land on a beautifully branded page showcasing your guidebook, local activities, upsell storefronts, and more. You're not just collecting data, you're creating a connection.
Plus, StayFi ensures verified guest data and separates guest and homeowner networks for security. And guess what? With their new email marketing tool, you can send unlimited emails, set up automations in seconds, and automatically welcome guests with email as soon as they log into your Wi-Fi. It has never been easier to keep guests coming back.
StayFi even integrates seamlessly with your PMS, making it a breeze to import guest data and connect with your guests in the rental or later through email and SMS.
So what are you waiting for? Get 50% off your first 3 months with StayFi using code TFV and start growing your guest list and boosting direct bookings.
Go to StayFi.com/TFE. That's StayFi.com/TFE. Let's elevate your guest experience together. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. And this is the
Hosting Hotline.
If you'd like to get your hosting questions answered here on the Hosting Hotline, just go to hostinghotline.com. Ask your question. We'll answer it here on the podcast. This is one of my favorite things to do, is to hear your questions and then answer them here on the pod. Help so many other hosts. And today, Carol has a really good topic to bring up.
Hi, I was wondering if I need to have a landline phone in our property. We have a cabin that's located in the woods about 5 miles from town. It does have Wi-Fi, but we don't have a phone on the property. We're newly getting started, so would appreciate any advice. Thanks.
The answer is yes. And if you haven't thought about this, everyone, especially those of you who have glamping sites, those of you who are more remote, yeah, if Wi-Fi goes down or it's spotty or the weather is really bad, there is nothing like a direct connection to a landline so that people can call 911.
We are actually, we've discussed this ourselves, you know, with our land project. We will absolutely have a landline. We've even discussed, because we're going to have multiple units, maybe having just a central location
outside
where the landline is, almost like a telephone booth style for our whole development. But Carol, and this is for everyone, of course, absolutely, like our guest safety is number one. But if you're thinking of skimping on this because of maybe finances, truly think about protecting your asset in your property. Like, equip your guest so they are able to help protect your home. You know, that's, they're going to need that landline most likely in case of an emergency, something happening in the home. And you want to make sure that they can get in touch with someone. And at the baseline also, it is just for me overall, like being able to sleep well at night, knowing that maybe even if like the Wi-Fi went down out there, any of those worst case scenarios, you have that landline ready for them to call. Or even if there's something, you know, a medical emergency with someone in the property, being able to reach out and get someone, especially in those remote locations.
Annette, we get so many questions from hosts about how we keep our operations running smoothly without feeling overwhelmed.
It's all thanks to Breezeway. It organizes everything, cleaning, inspections, and maintenance with custom checklists for each property. When our team marks a task complete, we're confident it's done exactly to our brand standards.
And Breezeway messaging has made things even easier. We've automated all guest communication from check-in details and reminders to review requests. Our favorite feature, it automatically offers gap nights, filling those empty spots between bookings. This simple automation has added thousands to our revenue without extra effort from us.
If you're feeling stuck in your operations, Breezeway will help.
TFE listeners can get Breezeway operations for free for their first property. Just go to breezeway.io/TFE. That's right. You get your first property for free. Breezeway.io/TFE. Click the link in our show notes to get your free demo today. I'll take it a step further because we had Justin Ford out. I was managing a property that was remote. It is remote. And it was my first remote property because most of my stuff has been urban metro properties. And I brought Justin Ford out to the property, which he will do, everyone, by the way. I don't know what it takes to get him to come out these days, but this was years ago. But it was great because he just opened my mind up to a different sort of thinking. He knows all the scenarios that can happen that I hope I never experience. And unfortunately, that's his job, is to know what goes wrong so he can help us host know what to do so that doesn't happen to us. And one thing he recommended that I do is go meet the fire marshal.
Introduce yourself.
And they actually came out to the property. They're like, let's see what it would take to get an emergency vehicle to the actual cabin. Like, do we have concerns about getting water to it? And like, I was like, I would never have thought about these things.
Yeah. And just making it known, especially like you said, in those remote areas, smaller towns, letting them know it is a vacation rental.
Right.
You know, how many people can be sleeping there. It's just, it's worthwhile to take that time. But the answer is absolutely yes on those remote locations. If you can get a landline, we would definitely recommend that.
Thanks for asking, Carol. Let us know, Carol. Feel free to write into us and let us know how that process goes. I know, especially if your land is untapped, you don't have all the utilities yet, that this can be a little bit of an undertaking, but it's definitely worth it for the safety of your property, the safety of the guests, the safety of the community. With that, I am Sarah Carrigan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting.
Talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.